David Bevan on 891 AM Digital Radio and the ABC Listen app.
Michael Maguire, who's appeared regularly on the station as a spin cyclist from time to time, he's an advertiser, journalist and columnist. He's written a great piece in the Times of Today. More builders must be held to account is the headline. I've asked him to come in and tell you his story. Basically, I think Michael has had the builder from hell next door to his property. Michael Maguire, good morning to you.
Morning, David.
What happened?
Oh, it's a long story. I don't think my story is necessarily unique or exceptional. I suspect that it's one experienced by many people across the city, across the state. I live in a kind of a foothill suburbs of Adelaide on the outer fringes, I guess. And beside our house is an empty block, and that's fine. And it was going to be built upon, and clearly that's fine. That was always going to happen. In fact, the first plan for that block was to put 4 or 5 double-storey townhouses on it, which was a concern at the time, but that fell over. So the next idea was 2 single-storey houses, and we were actually pretty happy with that. We thought that was a win for us. That was going to be much less invasive and would protect our privacy.
You thought you dodged a bullet.
We thought we dodged a bullet. So we came into it with quite a deal of goodwill, actually. I think it was a different builder the second time around as well, so we'd no, you know, qualms about that. That's fine. So, but the first inkling we had was a bloke from the company turned up and said, "Oh, we need access to your property because the garage wall of the new house would be the new boundary line." Oh well, we asked a few questions and satisfied ourselves that was going to be fine. So we said, "Fine, okay." Then we had nothing for months, and the next time we saw anything, 2 blokes turned up and removed the entire sort of fence between the properties, which was a surprise because it was quite a long block, our block. So it's gone, they've gone from about a fence, we thought they'd take down about 10 or 20 metres to about 50 metres without telling us or warning us or telling us what would be replacing it. And we still don't know we still don't know what's going to replacing that fence. That first day as well, they also said, "Well, you're going to have to disconnect your water tank because it's too close to the boundary." It was on our side, but because they needed further access, they needed to disconnect our water tank, which is still disconnected 6 months later, which, you know, was fairly annoying as you watch the rain fall the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. So it kind of went on, and you kind of think, okay, we'll let it go. We'll see what happens. Then he started building a retaining wall, which we didn't know was coming either. And we kind of looked at it and thought, well, that's, you know, it seems to be on our side of the boundary line. And you don't want to be too pedantic about these things.
Well, hang on. So it's starting to creep onto your, it's gone from being, oh, that's a little annoying and that's a little uncomfortable. Hang on. This is now encroaching on my land. What, that's something permanent?
Yes, yeah. So it's quite a big retaining wall. It's like those concrete sleepers, there was 4 or 5 of them high kind of thing, running quite a long way down. So we kind of asked and we were assured it was fine, and we asked again and we were assured it was fine. And one of the problems we found was that the builder, the master sort of builder of the site, took no responsibility and said that was a subcontractor's issue, so we had to deal with the subcontractor, this, that and the other. And this went on for months, and eventually we said, look, it just seemed to be getting closer, further and further into our property. And we said, that's enough. We're revoking rights to access our land, this, that and the other. And they said, okay, we'll get it surveyed. And they paid for the survey and said they'd share with us, which was good of them. And our suspicions were correct. The retaining wall started on our property and drifted ever further inward onto our property further. So then they had to take away the retaining wall and start again.
Oh, no. So you're back.
Yeah.
It's 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Now it's going to be, there's a longer delay in this thing.
There's a longer delay in the thing as well while they sort all that out. So the site was empty for a month or two. And yeah, so then it's small things and big things. You know, there's the day we walked out the back door and they were using our water. They connected one of their hoses to our tap in the back garden.
They didn't ask you?
No. I mean, on the first day, again, we were, you know, on board with it to an extent. And the first day they said, can we, you know, plug in and use your electricity? And we said, fine, that's okay. But this is a few months later, and it's like we walk out the back and they're using the tap off our hose because there was a temporary fence up, but the temporary fence was actually on our side of the property. So they just thought, oh, well, there's a tap, we'll use that one.
Yeah.
And then last week, we kind of sent me over the edge a bit, big concrete trucks turned up at 6:20 in the morning on Monday morning.
6:20? I thought they're not allowed to be there before 7.
They're not. So I complained about that, you know, feeling, you know, a bit bullshit. And they said, okay, it'll never happen again. 2 days later, they tell me about 550.
550?
550. So that didn't make me tremendously happy either. So, and we said, what are you doing? And it was like, well, we can do what we want. You know, there's nothing to stop us doing this.
Yeah. Jill Whittaker is the mayor of the city of Campbelltown. Good morning, Jill Whittaker.
Good morning, David.
Do you get a lot of calls about builders?
Look, perhaps not so much calls, but when I see people, they will raise the subject about builders' behaviour and some of the problems that come with building. I would have to say that there are builders who work in an area will generally really try and work with the neighbours to try and make sure that they are not interrupting their lifestyle. There are other builders which will try and get people to sign agreements that they can do a whole lot of stuff on their land prior to the build starting, and that really is something I'd suggest that people need to look at very carefully before they do sign anything to say, yes, you can take down the fence and yes, you can come onto our land to build the garage and that sort of thing, because you are giving away a lot of rights at that point, and people are generally, you know, wanting to help. That they see that there's going to be a new neighbour there. They want them to have the best house.
Oh, that's right. You want to start off with goodwill, don't you?
You do.
Yeah.
And so it can be something that people have their good nature taken advantage of, as we've just heard. So it is important to understand that you are, in signing a document that's been prepared by the builder, you are probably giving away some rights that you might need later on down the track.
That's right. Careful what you're giving away right at the start. Jill, thank you for taking our call this morning. Rick Saar, a law professor, has called ABC Radio Adelaide. Hello, Rick.
Hello, David. I've got a no pogrom happy story. Would you like to hear that?
Well, I don't know if there's much news in happy stories, but all right, give it a go.
Well, we had a knockdown in a build next to us. Went for 9 months. They took down the fence, put up a substitute fence. When they put the new one up, they gave us a centimetre or two, I figured. I'd already given them my power. They loved that. It was the first year of my retirement. I gave them a cup of coffee every day for about 9 months, or two or three cups of coffee. They gave us all the offcuts from the timber for our open fire, and they were wonderful. And I can't speak more highly of them. And actually, I must say, it did start with me approaching them with a few cups of coffee. That might be the way that people have to do it.
Did you also approach them and say, hi, I'm a professor in law, so don't mess with me?
I think they must have known that.
You might have dropped that in at some point, Rick. That
when they put the fence up, I actually said, we've got a problem with our clothesline here. They came in to fix that for nothing. So now, it's the question, I think, David, is saying, you make the overture at the beginning and things will just go nicely. I'm not suggesting Michael didn't do that. I might have been lucky, but I can put the other side of the story.